Pequeño. Often applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast Show with Dusty Angel,
Desi,
and Robert. Only on errorfm.com. Here they are, the Oddcast.
And we have a room full of people here tonight. I love when we have people in our place. It gets me all hype and excited.
We have an audience. Ow!
Make some noise, baby! Woo! It's going down in Rob's studio, little ass studio apartment.
Soon to be bigger.
Yeah, you guys are moving, yeah.
Soon to be
lucky
bigger.
Bastards.
We're relocating the Oddcast studio.
Yes, we are. To Fullerton, California.
To Fullerton, California.
Oh, boy.
And we're actually, you know, it's going to be bigger, better, and just...
We get privacy.
Ooh.
Like, so they have their own room, and then I have, like, my own, like, privacy. So,
like, when Rob and Tim are doing nasty
whenever
shit,
they want to do stuff,
to...
I want a boy over, it's like, okay, I'm going to have a boy over tonight. Bye, guys!
Because I've always wanted to...
No, I'm just kidding.
I've always wanted to ask how you guys... do that.
I usually leave for like a week.
They're like,
days.
Hey, we're going to fuck. And
no, they don't say that. I just more
you
like.
You kind of know when they start humping each other.
Yeah, you know,
like,
I'm not stupid.
To...
I was in a relationship before and I wanted
you.
To do my
right,
my
right.
boyfriend 50
right.
million times a day. So.
Good call. Good call. You're a sweet person. Now, we should probably introduce the people who are hanging out tonight.
Yeah.
This is my first time meeting her, but I know her from Facebook. I remember her name. Because it's kind of like, it's a cool ass name, like Melissa Robinson.
Like she should be molesting you.
Yeah,
Melissa
yeah.
should be molesting you. The double M's.
Yeah, and she brought her very hot girlfriend with her, who we're gonna introduce maybe later if she wants to hop on the microphone. And she's into that interracial shit, which I really like.
Because Dusty's half black, half white.
Yeah, he is. Give a nice Oddcast welcome to our good friend Melissa Robinson.
Hello, people. It's good to finally make my way all the way 2 miles to the west.
She's 2 miles like, away from us, and she's never been
and
here.
And she's never hung out with us. Not cool, but it's all good. I'm glad you're here, sweetheart. And I'm glad you brought your girlfriend with you. We're going to talk to you guys after the news, and we're going to hang out and chit-chat. But we have to introduce our very, 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 very special guest. I don't know if he's
you
a guest
add
anymore.
A few more varies to
very,
that?
Very huge cock. I mean, very special.
There goes the penis.
There goes
yes.
the cock.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, I questioned
He gets
Dusty.
Like this. When there's big cock in the room.
I can't help. Usually, I'm the guy with the biggest dick in the room. I'm sorry. Usually. But whenever Brian comes over, it's like the alpha male thing. I kind of just sit
back. They compare
back.
Penises like, I'm bigger. No, yeah. I'm bigger. I'm wider. Well I'm longer. Yeah.
Okay, now, if Dusty had seen mine or Tim's, he would have that feeling when he came in here. But he hasn't seen it. He hasn't seen them.
Everyone's going to walk out these big old, like, big old fucking things.
But what disturbs me is that he knows so much about said person's penis.
Well, speaking of said person, give a nice Oddcast welcome to our very good friend, Brian David Whitman.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you.
And good your back is hurting a little bit. I know this because every once in a while your back hurts.
Yeah, well,
penis.
I have the brace. I'm wearing the brace now for
right,
my
yeah.
back because I went to the urologist.
Well, Dusty, you should take it easy on him next time.
Oh, no. No, it's the way. It's the wang, dude. I'm
I said
surprised
to the urologist. I said, doctor, it's weighing me down.
Yes.
You know, it's a problem.
And he didn't give you any medicine? You're
he
not
didn't give me
anything.
I said, I need painkillers. Or he said, well, what I've done is I called Merck Laboratories.
Ah.
And I sent them images of your penis. And I said, I've never seen a case like this before.
Uh-huh.
And they built a brace. They did. And they patented it. It's got my name on it. It's copywritten. And it's a lower back brace.
Uh-huh.
So when
the
you
the Whitman butt sex brace.
Well, I don't know if it's that.
It's the huge
wang
brace.
It's the big,
right.
it's
oh,
the big,
okay,
the big
okay.
schlong brace.
And I'm surprised to see that you're wearing shorts. How does it? How are you managing that?
Well, you know,
dude?
It's thank you for asking, and I appreciate the sympathy. It's hard. It's very, well, I mean, it's difficult.
Because you have to adjust.
Yeah, I have to adjust. And sometimes, you know, people say to me, I've had girlfriends say, how do you even, like, really get from the bedroom to the kitchen?
Right.
How do you walk, you know,
it's like a girl with triple K boobs.
It's like having really,
you know?
And she said, no bullshit, it's like having three legs. See, you know, how do you do it? I said, well, I said, Merck has built a brace. She said, well, they better get it over here because I'm concerned for your physical comfort. So it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Yeah. We'll get more into your penis later, dude.
Oh, really? Do we have to get in more to Brian's
it'll
penis?
Come up. It's like being in front of the
get it?
Eiffel
he will,
Tower.
It'll come up. Because Dusty wants to come up
guys.
On this Brian.
It's just
here.
Like being in front of the Eiffel Tower.
That
every once in a while, you're going to mention it.
That reminds me of, remember intern or assistant Carlos?
Yeah, Carlos.
Your assistant.
Ass sister.
Your assistant. Remember, he's like, bounce upon it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's gay. So he's right? always like, bounce I'm up sure. on it, ooh, ooh, and he'd get down on all fours and like his little booty be in the air. Why would you remember that?
Yeah, because he's fucking, he's a queer, dude. Hello. You were about to say something, Brian?
I was going to say that when you go to Paris, you want to see the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
When you go to Venice, you want to be in a gondola.
Right.
Okay.
And when Brian Whitman comes by, you want to get a
look-see. Need we say more?
Come on. You know what I mean? Please.
Hmm. Hang out. We're going to chill tonight. Hang out. You're going to hang out with us, and we're going to do the news right now?
I would love to.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. And tonight, we're going to talk about Hollywood weirdos, and we're going to just hang out and try and kind of get some stories out of everybody. Oh, I forgot to mention my homeboy.
Todd Perry.
Todd Perry.
Todd Perry's in the house. And then the other dude.
John Salcedo.
John Salcedo. What's up, guys?
He's a loyal listener.
Yes.
He's finally joining us in the studio.
And we're going to hang out. We'll get you guys on the mic. We're going to talk later on after the news.
Give us a call. Leave us a message. Maybe you want to say something. Maybe you don't. Maybe you want to tell us we suck. Maybe you want to tell us we're great. Any way you want it. Give us a call. 567-694-6969. That's 567-694-6969.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. And now for the news.
Oh, people. I don't understand, but it makes for great radio. Man shoots himself twice trying to kill a caged raccoon. Says an Iowa man accidentally shot himself twice while trying to shoot a raccoon in a cage. It seemed that the raccoon got caught in a trap, so 68-year-old Larry Godwin decided to shoot it. Well, first the shot ricocheted off the cage and hit Godwin in the lower abdomen area. He then dropped his gun, and it went off again, hitting him inches from the same spot.
What a fucking moron. That guy's a fucking dumb shit.
Jesus Christ,
it's
people.
It's one thing to accidentally shoot yourself once.
Right.
But twice.
Jesus.
At
probably
the same
high
time.
Or drunk or some bullshit.
Don't say high. I want to say drunk.
No, I would do some high shit like that.
Dusty would do it.
Well, there is a difference. Actually, I was having a conversation with a friend today about the difference between driving drunk and driving high. Driving stoned like on weed versus driving drunk. And my buddy said, you know what? Hands down. Because I find this with people who smoke a lot of weed.
Uh-huh.
They do believe that, you know, like they're not impaired by the weed, but, mm-hmm. you know, like alcohol will impair you.
Right.
His position was don't drink and drive, but, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to smoke and drive, that's totally cool.
No, some weed will fuck you up.
This is what
can't.
I'm not a big weed
right.
connoisseur, but,
but some of it will, dude. There's some good shit.
Hey. Smoke and fly, don't drink and drive.
Oh. Okay. Ooh,
good
thank
one.
You.
Are you doing the public service announcements? Still?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
the more
is.
You know. let's see. Ethiopian maid adds urine to a family's meal.
Mm.
A family suspecting the behavior of their household or their housemaid decided to install secret cameras in the kitchen. When they later checked the film, they got the shock of their lives when they saw the maid urinating in the cooking dish.
Kind of turns me on. I hate to say that.
I'm not
weird.
Surprised.
It's weird, I know.
The one-minute video shows the maid taking her pants off, placing Olive. The cooking pan under her, and ooh. Urinating into it.
Ugh.
She then lifted the dish and started to prepare the meal
Brian,
for her
Brian, employers. Dude, stop touching your... Jesus Christ.
Thinking about Paula Deen, man.
Jesus Christ.
Piece of ass, man. It's not Paula Deen, is it?
No.
It should
it's
be.
It's not.
No,
piece of
there's
man.
No diabetes involved.
Ooh.
Once the video was reviewed, the family fired the housemaid, turned her into police, and as an added measure, the family posted the video on YouTube
yeah,
and various
did.
Other websites for the world to see.
Yeah, motherfucker. That's why you can't do anything in 2012 without...
You can't get away with
you
shit.
You can't do shit. No. I'm constantly recording everything.
It's
like
scary,
I'm always like, boom, boom, boom. People don't even know they're mm-hmm. like on my in my cell phone.
Yeah.
But that's a problem, right? I mean, doesn't...
It is a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
I don't... Yes. I mean... Jesse, seriously, would I want to hang with someone who's always recording me? Probably not.
But you don't know.
But vice versa.
It's not like I go and tell my friends, hey, I'm recording. It's like, boom, bitch, you were drunk and you don't know.
She has done.
And what do you do with the footage? Like, ideally, you'll do what with the footage?
I show them the next morning so I can laugh at them, and if they piss me off, then I got fucking shit on them.
Yeah.
See, that's the blackmail
see, that's
there.
The whole,
you know,
yeah.
that's
there's
the,
a
I
lot
think
of
that's,
whole.
That's the fly in the ointment.
Be a good friend. Don't piss me off. And as long as we're... I'm a very reasonable person.
There is
I mean, if you personally do something to hurt me or fuck me over, then It's on.
Oh, she's
but
gangster.
If we're cool, you know, that's cool. Then I'll leave you alone. You know,
she's gangster.
I won't even bother with that.
Uh-oh. This story. Here we go. You're going to love this story, Brian. Former pro wrestler sues over lost testicle. Yeah, he did. Let's see. Former professional wrestler John...
Big John Studd?
No, man. That's you, dude. Come on now. Former professional wrestler John Levy Miller, a.k.a. the Playboy J. Miz... That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, but he wasn't like a huge...
Nah, he was like a jobber. Is suing his opponent and the promoter who arranged their bout last year, claiming his foe was supposed to lose their match, but had other ideas and kicked him so hard in the crotch that one of his testicles ruptured and he had to be removed. Ow. That's horrible, dude. I guess Coliseum Championship Wrestling is the promotion that's being sued. And
but you'd be amazed, seriously, what guys can do with one ball. I have a friend who, no, seriously, you might think one ball, it's over. Turns out it's not.
Hey, Lance.
Turns out, really, having a testicle removed just opens the door, opens the gateway to a life of fatherhood and all of this. My friend had a ball removed, testicular cancer, in the 90s. And who didn't have testicular cancer in the 90s? I mean, it was really the thing to... Huh?
Tom Green did, right?
Right, but this is... Yes! His ball's out. He fathered kids with one ball. And
there
he said it never impacted his, you know, so apparently you can do more with one than you might think.
You know who could do more with one ball than anybody in this world? That guy right there, Brian Whitman.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, they have prosthetic balls.
No, this guy could father a small country. You guys don't understand. Okay.
Do you guys prefer big balls, small balls? Are you mad when you look one down one day and you're like, fuck, I was born with small balls?
Well, I would have
been.
In
my experience, seriously, it seems the size... changes all the time.
It does. When it's cold, they shrivel up. And when it's like hot right now, I got big nuts. Like,
yeah, but speaking...
I'm sitting on them right now. Like, my ass is squashing my nuts right now.
Yeah, and Tim and my brother are enjoying that show.
I'm not.
It's happening
actually.
To them. It's happening to them.
It's happening right now.
Yeah.
Speaking as a clinician, it would seem to me that it would be like if you had... The testicle, it's the same size. It really doesn't change.
Right.
Then why does it seem to you through the scrotal sac to be varying sizes? What
this
say
is
you,
good
counsel?
Stuff.
Wait, what?
Robert, penis expert.
What?
That's okay.
They don't change size.
Sometimes
physically.
Balls are big, and sometimes they're sometimes they're
not.
When they're
not
small,
the
it's kind of
themselves.
Funny. It's kind of like, oh, look at their little tiny balls. They're so cute. Let me play with them with my two fingers. It's, but if you have big balls, it's like in the palm of your hand. You're like, ooh, I got golf balls.
Let me tell you, the skin on your balls is like the skin on your nipples. When it gets cold, it shrivels up and gets hard.
You feel good now, Brian? You got
Melissa
your answer?
Robinson's like, balls.
Gross. No, I was just thinking, I'm like, thank God that doesn't happen with women. Can you imagine if our tits like got bigger and smaller depending on the weather?
No. Does your labia shrivel up?
No.
But our boobs, do get bigger when we're on our period.
They do, yes. And
they
I love
do.
That. Yeah.
No, they swell because I love my titties when I'm on my period. I'm like, damn, too bad you can't play with them because you can't go that far.
So you're definitely not on your period now.
You're an ass.
Did I say out loud what I was trying?
You're supposed to think.
Actually, I'm not. So they're actually a little bit bigger than this.
No, but I would think that the labia would be able to shrivel up like balls because it's the same.
You know what?
It really doesn't.
My
labia,
honestly, it always looks the same.
Okay. I'm a labia expert.
The only thing that probably shrinks it. The only thing that shrinks and grows is probably the clit when I'm aroused. You know, when you're aroused, the girl it gets bigger.
When they get out of the water, their tits look so nice because it's cold and.
And they
got
those little bumps around them.
But you can't say that about guys. Guys get out of cold water and we're like,
Where'd they go?
I
thought you were a male when you went in that pool.
That doesn't happen to me, but I've heard
doesn't happen to Brian either, dude. Seriously. No.
Doesn't happen to people with one ball either, I guess.
Go ahead, Rob. What's the next story?
Oh, God. See, man in wheelchair tries to rob store with a knife and gets stuck in the sand.
Ah, come on. Poor guy.
John Champion... way to go with the name, rolled his wheelchair into a gas station. Once inside, he pulled out a knife and demanded money.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, the store clerk wasn't fazed and chose to grab the knife and stab John Champion in his legs. Once wounded, the wheelchair bandit grabbed a case of beer and a roll of electric tape and then fled the store.
This is sad.
Do you think he was in an electric chair?
I think it's uplifting, actually. You might think it's sad, but I always like to see stories of people with disabilities doing the things that people without disabilities do.
This is true.
Robbing a liquor store.
This is true.
You know, people who are not disabled do that, and people who are disabled can also do it. You know, you sell short people in wheelchairs. They can do unbelievable things.
But, you know, the store clerk wasn't
the sand. The sand will get your ass.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Mm.
He was located on the backside of the property drinking a Bud Light with his wheelchair stuck in the sand.
Oh, boy.
The purpose of the electrical tape is still unknown.
Oh.
After being treated for his injuries, he was booked into county jail and charged with armed robbery and aggravated battery. Between the tape and his admission, prosecutors shouldn't have trouble convicting John Champion on either charge. Add the fact that his wheelchair prevented him from leaving the scene, and they've got a pretty solid case.
John Champion. He's in a wheelchair, but he's the champion.
Yeah.
He is. He's a champion.
He is so not.
Winning.
Oh, poor guy. But, you know, like you said, Brian, you got to think positive.
Right.
Gotta
I mean, it's nice to see people who are disabled doing the things that so-called regular people
right.
do.
Right.
He's just differently abled.
Now, what about this guy? He's definitely differently abled, as you say. Utah man shot aimed at mouse, but he hits his roommate. Says a Utah man has been charged after police say he tried to shoot a mouse in his apartment and ended up wounding his roommate. Christian Paul was charged with one felony count of discharging a firearm with injury and one misdemeanor count of possessing drug paraphernalia. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. The 27-year-old told police he was aiming at the rodent, but the bullet went through the pantry and into the bathroom where Paul was apparently
okay,
using
hold
the
on.
Bathroom.
Common sense. There's a mouse in the house. Get my gun.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Really? I would put out a fucking mouse trap.
Right. It's like,
or at least a peanut butter with a mouse trap. I'm not going to pull my fucking gun out and put a hole in
right,
my mouse.
Right. I think he's... Exactly. There you go, Rob.
I mean, yeah. Oh, my God.
There you
fucking
go.
Fucking dumbass people.
Yeah, little too crazy. Little too crazy. What do you think he does when the fucking... I mean, dude, Roach, calm down, bro.
Roach, he pulls...
Brian, have you ever gotten in trouble for whipping out your penis? I mean, that thing's a deadly weapon, right?
Well, it
look
is,
at now who's doing it.
I had, I had to have it registered.
Okay,
did you?
I have
so.
A license for it. Yeah.
I remember you telling me that.
Technically,
yeah.
It's a concealed weapon.
Correct, yeah. Correct. Yeah. But I have a permit.
Okay, so. good. Just checking. Let's see. Man arrested with fake Jack Nicholson ID.
Yeah, he did.
Police in the northeast Brazilian city. You tripped me up.
Hey.
Like North
time I'm high when I'm doing those stories now.
They arrested Ricardo de Barros after he tried to open a bank account using a fake ID with a picture of Jack Nicholson.
I'd like the basic check.
just a small problem.
Like a minimal goddamn. just where I come to open up a fucking mutual fund.
The 41-year-old Barros looks nothing like the 74-year-old Oscar-winning American actor.
The name is Jessup, Colonel Nathan Jessup. You want answers?
I want the truth.
I want unlimited checking.
One of the most recognizable men in the world. Before his arrest, police had been tracking Barros for 3 months.
I'm not going to hurt you, Wendy. I'm just going to bash your brains.
Following multiple reports of fraudulent activity, he said the suspect was using the fake IDs to open bank accounts and credit cards with high limits, and then defaulting on the debts. He also took out a business license. When Barros was arrested, he had 6 different IDs and various checkbooks and credit cards. To his credit, Barros didn't use Nicholson's name, instead signing the card João Pedro dos Santos.
The name is João Pedro dos Santos. Make me want to be a better man.
He's charged with use of false documents and falsification of a public document.
Wow. Oh, people. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I love the world. I love the world.
Oh, jeez.
If it wasn't for you.
Entertainment news with Destiny. Does anybody remember who the fuck Kirk Cameron is?
Yes.
Yes.
The dude from fucking Growing Pains. Apparently, he was on Pierce Morgan's fucking show. And, He doesn't like gays.
Of course
he's
doesn't.
Very Christian, Kirk Cameron. He's like,
a Bible beater.
He's like
a fucking
Christian.
Bible beater.
And by the way, all of this not liking gays from a guy who for 7 years was on a show with a co-star named Boner. Remember Boner on
yes.
Growing Pains?
Yes.
Alan Thicke would come in.
I
oh,
love
my
Boner.
Yeah.
I love Boner.
Yeah, Boner.
I would do anything for Boner. Yeah, well, anyways, he commented on the show and said that he thinks that it's unnatural, and he thinks it's ultimate destructive in so many foundations of the civilization.
Wow, that's a lot for a guy on a sitcom.
You know,
that's some deep thinking.
He's like
for a guy who played Mike Seaver.
You know, he said a lot more. He was asking, you know, if your children came up to you and they said they were homosexual, you know, what would you do? And he was just closed-minded, just stupid, just...
he does these movies. Kirk Cameron does like these...
Christian movies.
Yeah, these Christian... And by the way, that's a good time. Yeah, you want to said Way of the Master? Is that what it's called? Wow, are you in the cult, dude? You in that? No?
No, we got our resident.
Yeah, no, the Way of the Master. Yeah, Kirk.
John Salcido is our resident religion expert.
Oh, you're like a religious dude?
No. He just studies.
Oh, you're an atheist. Yum. So atheists believe, agnostics say, there's a difference. Can you help me?
Agnostics do not believe in God because there is no proof, but they do not believe in God because there is no proof. They're the middle ground, the neutral middle ground.
There could be, but
I'll explain it.
Atheists are, there is no God. Yeah, there is no God. There is a God.
Agnostics
don't believe in anything?
We just don't know.
Oh, you're an agnostic?
I am an agnostic.
Who am I here with? Does anybody have faith?
We don't know.
I mean, anybody praise Jesus in the room? Do you hear me?
You're the only one,
yeah,
brother.
Amen, sister.
Oh, yeah. The only black chick, sorry.
Agnostics are described as atheists without balls.
Right, but dude. But dude, no, seriously. Whoa. But don't you know that Jesus Christ died for your sins?
I do. But see,
here's
Easter
the thing. Easter Bunny
coming,
right?
Where's Santa?
You're all going to hell. Jesus Christ, he was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. And you don't give a shit. That's like,
what Kirk Cameron said, though. He was like, I believe that Adam and Eve came here and that long time ago it was supposed to be, you know, a man and a woman and blah, blah, blah. It's like, what? Really, dude? Where's the logic behind that? Seriously.
Yeah, I learned something about Dusty. I didn't know that you were agnostic. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I told you before, but you goddamn forgetful bastard. It's okay.
Anyways, Oprah Winfrey has finally found a way to get people to watch OWN. She scored an interview with the family member of Whitney Houston, including daughter Bobby Christina. The show Oprah's Next Chapter will feature Houston's only daughter as Patricia Houston, her sister-in-law, and the manager, and Houston's brother, Gary. It's scheduled for next Sunday.
So that's really good for Oprah. That's really actually, I will watch that.
I mean, nobody watches, like.
To tell you the truth, honest to God, and we'll go around real quickly. Anyone, Robert may be able to do this. Could anyone go to their television now and find the channel number that Oprah Winfrey's network is on? I couldn't do it.
One person out of 12.
Okay, come on up.
Two people out of 12 because they're together, and that's the only reason. They have it set on TiVo.
So technically that's one person if they came together. That counts as one. They're one girl.
That's it.
And okay, remember when Britney Spears had that marriage, that 55-hour marriage?
Yep.
To the guy? Well, apparently he's pumped up now. He wants to be a fucking MMA fighter.
But you're doing that too, Brian.
Yeah, I actually am doing it. I'm my first fight is going to be in the fall in September.
Are you fighting against his name's
Jason
Alexander.
George Costanza. Oh, no, the other Jason Alexander.
I thought
that was weird. I said, wow, Britney Spears is dating George Costanza.
He really pumped up after that shit.
So he's get down. So he's going for it. Have they signed him? He's gonna fight?
I guess. Apparently, yeah. He's 30 years old and he's training. Oh, no, he's training, I guess.
I'm into the MMA. Dusty, do you watch like The Ultimate Fighting?
No, strictly wrestling, baby.
Yeah, I was watching it, and a guy, honest to God, he was like in that the octagon or whatever, and he had a hematoma, which is like, I think, a blood filled, you know, it's a one more time, Alyssa, it's a what?
A bruise on your brain.
Right, he had that. Wow, you're a nurse, baby?
I did some veterinary nursing.
She learned that from Waterboy, dude.
Yeah.
I learned that from watching Oprah.
Oh, from Oprah, yeah.
It's Oprah! Anyways, that's my entertainment news, bitches. Entertainment news.
Waka waka. Who wants to hear a funny ass joke?
It's not that big of a deal. I spoke at my old high school and I told them kids straight up, if you guys are serious about making it out of this ghetto, you gotta focus, you gotta stop blaming white people for your problems, and you gotta learn how to rap or play basketball or something, nigga. You're trapped. You are trapped. Either do that or sell crack. That's your only options. That's the only way I've ever seen it work. You better get to entertaining these white people, nigga. Get to dancing. Go on out there and be somebody. I just hope they listen. This shit is ridiculous. People worship television. They worship this shit. You know, like if you watch a movie, right? Say you're watching a movie, and one character says to another character, say, hey, what's your number, man? What's the other character always say? 555, 5555. You know why we got to do that? Because stupid-ass people go to the movies and then go home and try to call the characters that they just saw. Hello, is Indiana Jones here? No, motherfucker, he's fake. It's not his number.
Hi, this is Tom, and you're listening to The Oddcast. And if you want to email them, their email address is their name, TheOddcastShow oddcast@gmail.com. Thank you.
No, 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 it is not a mistake. It is errorfm.com.
Now, guys, even though we don't technically live in Hollywood, I mean, I guess you can say we live in Hollywood land because...
We live in the LA area, which is Hollywood.
Right, exactly. And it's
we're
like...
We're close enough to be there in 20 minutes.
Right, exactly. We
I've
can go party
beat up
there.
On... I'm sorry, I got pepper sprayed in Hollywood and Highland.
There you
go. Clockwork
you
Orange,
see, you
bitch.
You should be proud.
You too?
Yeah. Was it the same guard? Bad dude? Long
that's
black
so
hair?
Weird, man. That is awesome. Wow, that's great.
Like, fucking asshole. Oh, he was like wow. Literally like 2 inches from my fucking face. And I was like, no!
That is good shit. Oh, I've never been pepper sprayed. Thank God.
No, it's a fucking, it burns like a motherfucker.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's just horrible.
You're blind for like 30 minutes and you're like, my eyes, they're burning. God. Oh my God, you guys.
Damn. What is up with you guys?
I got into a fight outside of Clockwork Orange in Hollywood and Highland about maybe 5 years ago. I was like 20, probably 21 already. Maybe 4 years ago. Some bitches, my friend bumps into a girl. I said this story before.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, what the fuck, bitch? Instead of saying, excuse me, because she's ghetto.
Right, right.
And we get outside and the girl's like, what the fuck now, bitch? Now that we're outside, what
ooh,
the fuck now?
Ooh.
And we're like, what? So I'm with my ex-boyfriend and my best friend. And all of a sudden we're arguing. And she starts slugging my ex-boyfriend in the face.
Oh, shh.
Me and my best friend look at each other like, fuck this. We fucking rushed two girls.
Yeah,
we start
you
going
did.
At it. Next thing I know, I look up and I see a security guard like 2 inches from my face, like about the spray pepper spray. And I'm wearing a low-cut blouse. My whole stomach is showing. He sprays
gangsta.
My fucking face, my arms get covered, my stomach gets covered, and I fucking run to a wall and I grab it. I'm like,
damn.
I'm blind. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, Desi. Jesus.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad night. My ex-boyfriend ended up getting his jaw broken.
Oh.
My best friend got she got jumped by 4 girls, but she didn't get beat up because we
jeez.
Broke the fight up.
Well, you live in a zoo?
No, but I have ghetto friends. So.
I mean, it's why I have to tell you, I had an ex-girlfriend try to... see, when like partners try to get you in a fight... That's like a bad vibe. I had a girlfriend who tried to get me in a fight with a black dude at a gas station.
Well, he was trying to break the fight up, and the girl decided to hit him in the face. And I'm like, and he didn't hit her back. He wouldn't hit a girl. So, well, fuck, you know, come on. I'm like, that's my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, fuck this bitch. So I go and fucking fight her.
Yeah, I had to referee at a Chevron in Calabasas. And I'm like, baby, really? I mean, is this really happening? You're like talking smack to this really big black dude who now wants to fight me because I'm dating you. And I now have to push out to this black dude and try to like be like Jimmy Carter making peace in the Middle East between my girl.
Did you tell any jokes or anything?
I was like, you know, a Jew and a black guy walk into a bar. He's like, fuck you. You're going down. I was like, and then we got in the car. I said, baby, please don't ever do that again. Please don't get me into potential fist fights with big black guys at the Chevron. A few deal breakers in this relationship, and that's one of them.
It was a bad night, and that's my experience in Hollywood. I mean, I've been drunk around Hollywood. I walked around Hollywood from like one in the no, I'm sorry, probably like 11 or 12 till 6 in the morning,
oh,
drunk off of vodka
and
orange juice, just roaming around the
nice.
Streets with my friends and stuff.
That's
good
what
times,
I love you.
Man.
We gotta hang out more, guess.
Good fucking times,
like, seriously.
Man.
Why don't we hang out more?
I
why
mean,
don't you call
there was
me?
Vagina in the action too, man. It's
one just... thing I do love about Desi Bryan is every once in a while I'll be on Facebook chilling. And she'll send me a note like, hey, check out this picture. I'm not going to say names or anything. She's like, hey, check out this picture. I'm like, oh, nice. Yeah, I hit it. I'm like, yeah.
I'm like a dude.
She's
I'm like check
dude.
This bitch. Yeah, you like that?
I was like, yep.
I tap that.
I'm like, oh.
I say, yeah, I was sipping that.
She's like a dude, man.
When it comes to girls and she's good looking or she has a nice body, I'm like, hey, look at this. Check that out, dude.
Dusty,
yeah.
Dusty, I'm going to start doing that to you.
No.
He's like, you see that
no.
guy's ass? You
no.
see his bulge?
No.
Yeah, but you
no.
see that, Dusty? That
I'm
bulge?
I'm going to start taking pictures of guys and just sending them to you.
No,
look,
Robert.
Dusty, look, I'd hit that.
The if thing you... about Dusty, seriously, on Facebook, you don't like to really chat. Like, sometimes I'll be, like, really trying to get into it.
Yeah.
Like, but you're like, okay, see you later, dude. Like, and I'm like, that just fucking happened? Like, I've got my hands on the keyboard. I'm ready to, like, you know, talk all fucking night like a chick with this
oh,
guy.
That's
and
funny.
He's like, all right, dude, see you, bro.
Well...
Peace out. And I'm like, fuck you.
I'm usually on my company's time
that's
while that, I'm on Facebook.
That's because he's Grandpa Dusty. He's like, this technology is killing my brain. I'm getting messages and I have to text. And I don't understand how to do both at the
oh,
same time.
That's funny stuff.
He's not a 20-year-old girl. And
Dusty,
a phone.
Dusty typing, it sounds like a typewriter.
F you guys, dude. I'm a fat... One thing
hey
is
guys.
I'm a fast... I'm a fast typer. I took typing in high school.
I did too.
I had to look away from my page. I 98 words a minute. Thank you.
Give me the left hand. What are the four?
It's A D. No. See, I'm off. But I can do it.
A S D F.
Yeah.
J K L colon on the right.
There you go. There you go.
Tell him to say that backwards if he's drunk. Okay. What are the keys when you're drunk? Backwards. Go.
Shit. Yeah. Right.
He's like, Dad. I remember. God bless my dad. He had like a real typing Jones. He was like. He was like, you know, you should really learn to type. I'm like, do you want me to suck dick too, Dad? I don't want to type. And he's like, no, you should learn to type. And then my dad was on this kick that I should become a court reporter. He got it in. My dad was
really?
A cop in New York.
That's a good.
He had it in his head. He's like, that's a good job. That's like a steady job. You get great benefits. You make a lot of money. Be a stenographer. Reporter. Be a court reporter.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. I'm not asking you to suck my dick. All I want is a kiss.
I said, Dad, not now. No, he wanted me to be a stenographer, a court reporter.
Interesting.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to go into radio. He said, good luck.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Hey, but fantastic. Little did he know.
Little did he know.
You'd be on a podcast, what, 25 years
ago? Yeah, actually, I should have been a court reporter.
Court reporting is hot right now, apparently. No, but it's kind of cool living in Hollywood. It's funny because I go back to Indiana every once in a while. And the first time I went back when I was like 18 or 19, they had it in their head that because I lived in Long Beach, that I just saw Snoop Dogg walking around.
You know
and
what?
I was just
listen,
hanging out.
I had, what were they, Robert? Half cousins or?
Distant cousins.
Uh-huh. They lived in another state something. And they knew we lived in LA and they're like, oh my God, do you like live next door to like Brad Pitt and blah, blah? I'm like, oh yeah,
right.
I have coffee with him every fucking
exactly.
Sunday.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember my friends from Staten Island, especially when I lived in San Diego, right? I was in there for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
They'd come and visit me. They'd like get off the plane in fucking dolphin shorts. I'm like, you know what? I don't know if you know what it's really like here, but like we have real lives here. And they're like, no, let's go hang out with Meg or I.
Yeah. They'd be like,
I have my flip flops.
They'd be like, do you know Brad Pitt? I said, no, I know Brian Whitman, though. And
they're like, yeah, the court reporter?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Sorry, Brian. You're popular in L.A. But speaking of L.A., radio. Like, radio is a big deal in L.A. I mean, we've grown up with, like, the likes of Big Boy and, like, he's been around for, like, 18 years.
You know, in New York, Z100 is like the shit.
It's only the station I started my career on, baby.
Tell him, Brian.
Yeah, come on. Z100, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, in L.A., everybody drives for the most part. Everybody, you live in your car, so it's a real intimate relationship with the radio.
Exactly. Very intimate. And that's where I fell in love with the likes of the Brian Whitmans and the Howard Sterns and the, you know, Adam Carollas of the world.
I never listened to a damn podcast in my life.
She didn't know
did
who
this.
The fuck was who and what the hell was this and that and...
I don't know who Brian Whitman was. I mean, I know who you are now.
She thought you were a singer.
At the time,
that's very sweet. Thank you.
At the time, I'm like, I didn't listen to the podcast. I have a friend. I dated a guy who actually knew who you were. He's like 26, 27.
Who actually knew who you were. Is that a compliment or is that a...
Wow, really? Yeah, someone knew who I was. Really? Wow, stop the presses.
I know. And he was like, oh my God, you do a show with Brian Whitman? I'm like, well, yeah, I know him. Like, he's like my friend. He comes over. And he's like, oh my God. I'm like, go ahead and friend him online. He friended you. And now you guys are friends. Like, yeah, he'll friend you, dude. He's cool, man.
He'll
like,
friend anybody. Yeah, well, basically anyone who's ever listened to me, I'll actually have a personal relationship with you.
Yeah,
if you've
yeah,
never
yeah.
even heard me on the radio, I'll be like, your BFF.
You know, Brian,
how about
when I was working at Rent-A-Center so long ago, I listened to you on the radio all the time. And then one day you weren't there anymore.
Yeah.
Right,
and
correct.
I was like, whatever happened to Brian Whitman?
Yeah.
That same and now look, he's yeah. sitting on your bed
yeah.
in your studio apartment, and he's going to help you move to the one bedroom. How the fuck did that happen to me? How the fuck did I go from the guy on the radio being listened to at the Rent-A-Center to sitting on this bed? How did that happen?
Should have been a court reporter.
Court reporting is hot, dude. Should have listened to Pops, man.
We would have never known about you if you did that.
But I did listen to you, Brian. I did know who you were before I started podcasting.
I didn't know about podcasting until my brother showed me. He's like, hey, do you want to do a podcast? I'm like, what the fuck is
the
a
fuck
podcast?
Is, yeah, I'm not
He's
a
like, Brian Whitman can do it. You can do it.
He listened to other podcasts on the, and he showed it to me.
I'm
and
not
I'm like,
a fraud.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty open person, you know. And the first show we did, I was sitting there quiet like, I don't want to do this. It's stupid. And he was like, come on, be funny, talk, be outgoing. I'm
started
like, no,
slapping her and
no,
shit.
No, this is not, I was a bitch. And then the second, third, and finally once I got into it, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I fuck this bitch. I suck that dick. I did this. I did that. And now all
yeah.
of a sudden everything came out.
A star is born.
Boom. Joe! Boom. And everybody loved me
And it's
that.
Been great ever since. It's been great ever since. But one thing about Hollywood is that when you, like right when you're on the 101, you're about to hit sunset, you get a certain smell. Hollywood has.
Oh, you know how much
like
piss. You know how much piss
crack.
I have on Hollywood Boulevard and Highland.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, yeah. Hollywood Boulevard and Orange.
Yeah, everybody.
On that parking lot down the street, I piss on there so many times. I almost got called once.
Oh my God, you too?
Yes. We connect. We have mixed DNA, Brian.
Wow, pepper spray and pissing in parking lots.
Oh my God, yes.
My God, we're like soulmates.
I almost got caught once. I was pissing in front of somebody's lawn.
Is that part of the attraction of doing it, that you might get caught? Is that one of the reasons that you do urinate in public?
A little bit. It's kind of like, oh my God, somebody catch me, somebody watching.
And it's weird, like, because a guy, I mean, what guy hasn't pissed on the side of the freeway? What, but for chickens,
but be a girl. Yeah, we have to like literally, like, we have to squat and make sure our shoes are out of the way and out, and in a distance, we're like, okay, aim that shit, bitch. And the perfect, let me give you a girl, every girl should know this. If you're on a curb, sit on the fucking curb, ass all the way to the end, and piss, spread your legs, it will not get on you. At all.
Well, there's another public service in it. Wow. You have so much information for people.
The more you know.
That was a good one. See what you get?
My girlfriend is actually a champion public pisser. She does it at least once a week.
I would like to meet this champion public pisser that you
Let's
are
see
talking
that.
About.
You have a huge she has some tips for you.
Do you mind? I'm going to you know what? Can you come over here, sweetheart? Here. I'm going to give you my chair. I want the champion public pisser.
You want
sit.
The champion?
No, we're gonna
the
get
champion.
More into that. Okay,
the
first
champion.
Of all, guys. First of all, this is Melissa Robbins is very, very, very pretty, beautiful. Are we Afro Americans?
Oh, she
now?
Just grabbed her today.
Oh, holla, Melissa!
My God,
oh,
I saw today.
And I'm in the middle. Okay, now we're Afro Americans now, right? 2012. Brian, has anybody looked this up yet? Or Afro-African? What are we, African-Americans?
African-Americans.
Oh, I still use colored.
Oh, you do? Okay, okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Is that wrong? Wow.
Okay, so we're still colored. We're still colored. Now, what's your name, sweetheart?
Jasmine.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Jasmine. Now, we have Ebony and I. Wait, hold on, wait.
Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony is the black. Ivory. We have Ebony and Ivory, and this is great. I'm fucking so excited.
Dusty's so excited. He's got two girls in between them.
If it doesn't offend you, I'll be thinking about this later.
Oh,
I would love to watch
it's in the slideshow. Yeah. So you guys have been dating how long? You exclusive, or like you hook up with other chicks?
No, exclusive.
Exclusive.
Exclusive hardcore.
Exclusive hardcore.
Hardcore exclusive.
I have that DVD series actually.
Really?
Exclusive hardcore. I have that actually right back at the house right now.
Nah.
Yeah, that's hot. So how did you guys meet?
How do we meet?
Yeah, it's not an off the wall question, right?
No, it's not.
I mean, it's like I asked you, do you speak Korean?
They're scissor sisters.
Scissor sisters.
Well, you are you with these exotic
we're
questions.
Both pissing on the curb and trying to hold hands, and that's how that love started right there. But I'm more of a public pisser than she is, so.
So did you realize you had a Jones for this? How does I mean, you do it once, you go, wow, what have I been waiting for?
It usually
this?
Happens when I'm drunk. If I'm drunk, pretty much I'm going to piss, but I do it sober all the time as well. Part of the time I'm on the phone with her. One time I had to pee and I was in my car, but I couldn't make it into my apartment fast enough. So I ran around
tricks?
By the dumpster. I do what you do. I squat and I just push
kinda
forward.
Lean forward.
And I thread my leg.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to ruin my cheetah shoes.
You know what's interesting? As I listen to you, a hot chick telling the story about pissing in public, I'm like imagining guys there listening go, wow, this is kind of hot. Like, this is kind of sexy. How it would change if you were talking about shitting on the curb. It would not be so hot. And I wonder why that is. Like, the pissing at the Rent-A-Center is kind of sexy. The shitting, not so much.
You're like, so if I don't want shit on my shoes that night, I make sure my ass goes all the way to the edge. Because, you know, that's a little further than your vagina.
I just lean forward and let it...
She leans forward. She bends over and lets that shit shoot out. So you don't let spray out like the piss. You let that shit shoot out.
I have a question. So
I'm all moving in my chair as I do this, too.
Do you squat on the curb and then, you know...
What, you going to try it after the show?
I'm trying to.
You want a fucking video?
Figure out how this works, because I pee on a wall. I don't have to squat.
See what
so
happens.
So I'm wondering if you.
We can
wait.
Okay.
If you're on the curb, do you squat and your ass hangs over the curb?
Do you want me to show you?
Half of your ass hangs over the curb.
You're half your ass like this.
Like this.
So
you're.
So this is the edge? You're like this.
So you're peeing into the gutter.
You're like this. Look
not
at
the
that.
Gutter, just the.
You're peeing in front of you. It goes in front because it sprays out. We can direct it, but the only problem we have is when it finishes, it likes to drip down our leg.
I was here with a couple of classy broads, huh? This is really hot.
I am so excited right now.
As I drink my beer, smog my cigarette, and scratch my crotch, I'm like, ugh. So this is how I piss on Hollywood Boulevard, guys.
I love my job.
And I'm thinking it would almost be easier if you had like your backs to the street, and then you're on the curb, and your butt hangs off, and you pee into the gutter.
I just want to know which finishing school you go.
Honest to God, there's got to be another story in the news.
Radcliffe.
I mean, is there anything else happening in the world?
This is what happens in Hollywood.
People piss.
This is directly taken from Lindsay Lohan's diary.
I mean, he was talking about the smell, and I've contributed to it several times.
Me too. Me too.
I just want to get my kudos.
Oh, my God. Me, Brian, and Jasmine are connected.
I want my kudos. I branded kudos, L.A. Kudos. For all the people coming from out of state.
Good I'm like job. A dog. I go there, and I fucking piss. Someone was here, and I start fucking doing my leg.
You're all marking your territory. Like, I like this club and this club.
Oh, yeah.
I piss over my McDonald's.
She does it so she can find her way back to the car after she's drunk.
Yeah, that too.
I left my keys here. Psst.
No wonder your
I'll
dog
find them
does
later
that.
After I get pepper sprayed in Hollywood Island. Real classy chick.
They're like, where'd you leave the drinks at? Oh, don't worry, I pissed on them over there. I'll find them. Don't trip. Oh, I got this God. Shit.
Well, now I kind of want to, because I'm into the whole interracial thing, and I'm definitely into the lesbian thing. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Dusty with his boner between the two girls.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm in fucking heaven right now. Now, Melissa, when did you officially come out of the closet?
Pretty much
like to
December
everybody.
10th, 1986.
80, so, okay, so you're a vet.
When I was born.
No, I know that. That's what I was going to get to. But when did you actually let the world know?
I don't have a coming
you didn't.
Out story.
Okay, so
no,
but you knew since you were a baby,
old,
right?
Yeah, when I was 6 years old, I had a crush on my kindergarten teacher. And wow. My brothers used to
what
call me
her
a
name?
Dyke.
What was her name?
Mrs. Weck.
Mrs. what?
Weck.
Not wet, Dusty. Not wet.
Oh, no, that's what I thought she said. Like with two T's? I'm like, wow.
Mrs. Wick, did she teach in the projects? Wick?
No, the
Wick?
Projects I lived in later.
Oh, all right. Well, my first grade teacher was Mrs. LaHaye.
She came out of the vagina. Her mom's vagina was like, I like this.
So you like
Thank
Mrs.
God, I was a C-section baby. I never had to taste my mom's
vagina. Oh, same here. That perfect head. Me, Brian, head. And you, we have the nice round
yep,
head.
My mom always told that. She said, you have a perfect head because you weren't forced out. You were lifted, tenderly lifted out of the
Brian,
womb.
Not your penis, dude. Not your penis.
Oh,
I'm talking
she
about
didn't mention that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not your... Dude, can we get... Jesus. Sorry. Sometimes it's your time, then other times it's not, okay? You know? Okay, so now the first... I want to know about your first experience with a woman. Not too into detail, but how old were you?
Oh, I'll give detail.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
In that case. No. Now, what was she? White chick, black chick, Mexican? Because you're with the black chick, right?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. So you like the little bit of flavor in you.
Yeah, white girls don't do anything for me.
They don't really do anything for you. I like that. Now, growing up as a girl, who was like, when you watched TV, who was the chick that you watched TV and you were like, oh, my God, she's so fucking hot?
Actually, oddly enough, the girl that I had the biggest crush on was not my type at all.
Okay, and who was this?
And it was Jewel.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of like her. The guitar, the chick with the... And she
Yeah. And
okay.
And the weird buck teeth.
Yeah,
but
that's
why?
What I
mean. Well, what about her? There's nothing special about her face.
Well, it wasn't... At that point, it wasn't physical. I wasn't a total, like, whore bag like I became later.
You don't have to be a whore bag to find somebody attractive. It's just like, what did you find attractive about her? What was it? Was it the guitar? Was it the crooked tooth?
No, I think it was everything the neck down... And then a little bit. Oh yeah.
Oh
this
yeah.
This is actually a very sexy
Let's
music
get
video.
Get you down.
She's getting wet as we speak.
Oh yeah. So am I.
I'm gonna leave a snail trail
I'm
for you guys.
I'm getting so wet right now.
Yeah, with all that money, she could have fixed those chicklets.
She could have. Yeah,
no,
she could have fixed the grill.
She said she wouldn't because she was worried it would change her sound.
I personally think we have something in common because I personally think she's very sexy. I really do. I've always liked Jewel.
I mean, really,
I've always
if you
thought she was very
this
sexy.
Music video.
Okay, so that was a white chick. Now, how did you go from liking Jewel to picking up this fine, sexy
it's
Nubian,
a long story, but I,
Afro-American colored Negro?
I lived in like Crenshaw for quite a while.
Oh, really?
And,
selling drugs, or you were like the runner?
No.
Because you fit in on Crenshaw.
Well,
not.
No, I don't know.
You have the black name, though, Robinson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, well, that's because we own them. no,
no,
but
you did.
No, but I like the TNA. I really appreciate TNA. And I was seeing black girls had it more often than a white girl.
Yeah, they do. So. But you? You're
oh, yeah.
a white girl who's definitely
I'm
packing
a white
the TNA.
Girl with TNA.
You're definitely
for sure,
packing the
yeah.
TNA. No offense to the chocolate Nubian.
I was built like a black woman.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. Now, I kind of want to switch and talk to the Nubian. Yes, Jasmine. Thank you, Brian.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Now, when did you come out and, you know, I guess, yeah, when did you come out? When was your, oh, I'm out and I'm ready?
Is that how it goes, Rob? Like, oh, I'm out and I'm ready.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
There's not really a coming out story for me. I'm still kind of floating around. I just like to be...
So you're kind of a newbie.
So Melissa's teaching her all the tricks.
I mean, it's just by personal choice. I would like to be with some of the new people in my life. But with the other people, I don't think they really deserve to know the journey that I'm going on right now. So I take my relationship serious and keep it pretty personal and private and protect it. But I mean...
60,000 listeners.
Does this mean you won't talk about eating pussy? Wait, how did this happen? I was told I'd come here and get some cunnilingus stories out of the black chick.
I don't know, but I mean, it's not really like coming out. But
now, did you start off with guys? Like, did you?
Have you gone down on a chick before?
Yeah, no, I have not.
Oh my god!
Wait,
I'm so excited. Hold on.
Wait.
Me and Destiny.
Oh my god!
Me and Destiny get excited.
You haven't tasted
that
about treasure.
I mean,
it's like. It's awesome. When you're there and the girl finishes, like, oh, I'm God. This bitch just came in my face.
Well, I can
just
say,
yeah.
Because just a few hours ago, I was doing that.
Her.
Yeah. And, yeah, I can agree. It's, you get that nice, powerful feeling.
It's just like, oh, I feel like a guy. When a guy makes a girl nut, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm in a girl. When you're going down on a girl and you did all this work and you're into it and your mouth and your jaw is fucking tired and she fucking nuts. It's like, it doesn't matter my jaw is tired. You fucking nutted. Yes.
If your jaw is getting tired, you're not doing it right.
Oh, are you trying to tell me I'm doing a bad job?
Right. No.
I never had a complaint. I mean, come on.
She is young.
How old are you, Melissa?
25.
Oh, so
we're the same age.
Okay.
Maybe she's been gayer than me. I came out when I was 16.
Yeah. So, Desi, I'm just playing. We talked about that.
We've already talked about that.
So, you, Jasmine, help me understand. Am I trying to be funny? Do you want to, like, perform oral sex on a chick?
I don't really desire it. With guys, I never really did it either.
Oh, so it's not really your thing.
No, it never was until I, decided to explore it recently.
But here's the thing. When I discovered girls and I knew I liked them and I knew I appreciated their bodies, and when it came down to, like, getting to that point, I was a little kind of like, oh, fuck, I don't know if I'm going to like this. But, like, once I kind of got in there and I started tasting it, my tongue was moving around, I was like, you know what? This is awesome. Because then you look at her and you're like, oh, my God, I'm making her make that face.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. It just tastes awesome.
I mean, that's how I felt probably the first time I was inside of a girl. That's a little bit different.
God. Interesting that 5 minutes ago you said you didn't want to get personal. That was quick.
She was a little comfortable. Now wait. So you got to it. How did you get inside a girl? You don't have a penis. You had a strap on?
My hands.
Oh, feeling your hands.
The anatomy of what's
going
on.
Doesn't it feel awesome? It's kind of like slides right in. It's just like, ooh. This is a little weird, squishy feeling.
I had a new appreciation for
women's
horniness and for the way that they want to be inside of a woman. I just imagine, like,
because there's a lot of work you gotta do a little bit. You know, you got like the lips, you got the hole, you got the clit. I mean,
you gotta be gentle. It's a lot of
yes. You do have to be gentle. Don't be all up on that shit. Like, ugh, bitch, I like you. No, like, caress it, kiss it,
love it. Probably doing it wrong too. They do it wrong in a lot of those porns.
I'm so hard.
Oh, my God. You guys have given me spank bank material to 2016, okay?
I'm just saying, at the times that I've gone down at a girl, I loved it. I mean, and I've only been with five girls. I don't know how many times I've had sex with them, but I've been with five girls. And, you know, you know what I was worried about? I was worried about the taste. I was worried about, what if I don't like it? What if it grosses me out and, like, I'm already there? What do I do? But once I was there, I was like, you know what? This doesn't taste bad.
That's bad.
Well, and occasionally you do run into somewhere like...
the girls that I go down on, I know them personally, and I'm either good friends with them, or we're dating, and I already know what the fuck that's all about.
Yeah.
So, and I'm very picky. So I've only actually gone down on five girls. My whole life.
Five. And were they all Latina?
No.
White?
There was
a white girl. I know there was a white girl.
White, Mexican, Russian, and probably white or Mexican.
It's like the UN over there.
Yeah, I have a thing for foreign girls. I like foreign guys and foreign girls. If you're foreign, if you're Russian, oh my God. I'm like,
not African, though. No Nigerian.
I dated for a while on and off a Russian chick. Very hot. The accent. So I was actually very... I was like over the top for her.
Yeah, that's what did it. Every time she's talking in Russian, I was like, say it again. Oh.
That's
all fun until they start yelling at you. I don't give a shit. He's still turning me on. I'm like, what? You want to fuck me again?
I will tell you a story. I dated a Russian girl, and she was very, okay, the one I just described, very sexy. And I swear she said this to me with the accent. I was like, I dated her for like 2.5 months. She wouldn't give it up. I was like, and I was really like being like the nicest wannabe boyfriend, like take her everywhere and all of this. And then one night in Studio City on her couch, right there, and like kind of like going for it and kind of like dry humping. Easy, Rob, please take it easy. I'm just telling a story.
He's throwing
and
up, dude. He
we're
is
like
so not
going at
this.
It and like we're making out. And she,
I'm sorry, Rob.
She looks at me and she says this:
Brian, let's go to bedroom.
Oh,
I said, oh.
I have Russian accent. If you want
that's
me to
hot.
Use, I can
yeah,
move.
But she looked a little different than you. Brian, let's go to bedroom.
Brian, let's
I
go
said,
to bedroom.
I said, oh, spasiba. And off we
what?
Went.
Spasiba?
I don't know.
I knew a black girl named Spasiba.
All right. Yeah. How about with that accent? Nothing quite like it.
Yeah. It's the minute they say those words, you're just like, I'm already in the bedroom. I'm naked. I just came.
Wow.
That easy. That easy. I mean, I'm like, oh my God. I mean, well, I'll show you the Russian chick later. She's hot. I mean, she's hot.
No, Desi has a lot. And that's the funny thing. People always hit me up on Facebook. Oh, Dusty, I heard you got all the chicks. I heard you on the show. You got all the chicks. It's not me that has the chicks. It's this one right here.
I brought the Russian. I can bring the blondes. I
it's
mean,
this one, dude.
It's not me. I'm married. Know. I'm chilling.
They don't always have the brains, but they got the looks. And I call them eye candy. It's fucked up, I know. But I'm like, look what I have.
Look, she even sits like a dude. You see how she's sitting back grabbing
her dick
right
now? I know,
I
do. I'm like,
That's why I'm telling
you. Her package.
Wow, look at this. What's going on here? Yeah. I didn't quite anticipate this, but I like this. Now, so Jasmine, do you think there will come a point? I would assume Melissa, she says she's never performed oral sex on a girl. You're her partner, her girlfriend. Aren't you trying to get her to do that for you, sir?
No, I'm naturally mostly a top. So, and I'm kind of a G-spot queen, so I don't really care for clit stuff.
Oh, lesbians have tops and bottoms too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, so I'm more of a top, so if she's going to do something, I would much prefer it be inside anyway.
Oh.
So you're a G-spot queen. That's my email address at Hotmail. If you want to get gspotqueen@hotmail.com, just send later, you know, hit me up, right, girl?
Yeah, since you're on Facebook, just waiting for chats, just somebody talk to me, please.
Sometimes he puts that post.
Yeah. He's like, I'm over here at the hot dog stand. If anybody wants to meet me, okay. I will be over here at 8 p.m. It's Brian Whitman.
Brian David Whitman.
Brian David Whitman.
At
come
gmail.com.
Join me for a hot dog.
Hey, Brian, how's
and it? And I hope you're paying for it.
How's it going with the guy in the morning where you spilled the coffee? Because I know you and him have kind of a weird relationship. The guy in the morning when you go get your coffee and you spill
it. Oh, the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, he doesn't like you too much,
he's
right?
He's a real douchebag. Yeah, it was interesting. Like, I went over there one day and I was getting, you know, it's $1.09 or whatever it was. And I get the 7-Eleven coffee and I grab like a bunch of creamers, you know, because I was kind of trying to steal them a little bit and they were sitting there, but I didn't put any cream in the coffee. I just put it black and had like a big palm of creamers, put them in my pocket, get to the register, and he goes, what's in your pocket? I said, huh? He said, what's in your pocket? I said, creamers. He said, you can't do that. I said, what? He said, you can't do that. I said, I can't do what? He said, you can't take the creamers out of the 7-Eleven and put them in your coffee. He said, you got to put them in here.
Wow.
I said, what? Are you the fucking coffee Nazi? Yeah, I mean, I can't. Are you the coffee mate czar? You know, he said, no, you can't do that. I said, all right, fine. I said, I'll put it in here.
Blah, 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 blah. Grammar police.
Blah, 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 blah. Next day, I come in. I'm pouring my coffee, and I knock it over. I spill it. Coffee.
On accident, though, right?
On accident. Down on the floor, coffee everywhere. I actually, it's just him and me in the 7-Eleven. Same guy. 24 hours later, I announce it. Coffee spill.
No, my friend, you cannot drop coffee on the floor, my friend.
Kind of like that. He walks over to me. He looks down at the coffee on the floor. He looks right in my eyes, and he goes,
I get you, rag. You clean up.
He says to me, why?
Just like that.
I said, why? He said, yeah, why? I said it was an accident. He said, yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right, my friend. It was accident.
Wow,
I believe
dude.
You.
Yeah.
It's not a good relationship. It's a bad relationship.
And that's another thing about living
he's
in...
Like,
He's like, it was an accident when my cousin blew up that supermarket, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
My bad.
It was government conspiracy, not inside job.
We're even now.
We know of accidents.
You spill coffee, I blow a building. We even.
Yeah.
Okay?
Truce.
You better watch out, Brian. Those terrorists are going to come for you.
That's what's great about living in L.A. and Hollywood and stuff is there is kind of a language barrier that gets you into some interesting situations.
It gets you out of stuff, too.
There's like five different little towns of something over there.
You know what I get mad at is that you go to a little town and there's like 50, like you said, 50 million different languages, and you walk in, they start talking to you in another language, like as if you're not in America.
I know.
And they're looking at me like I'm crazy for not knowing fucking Vietnamese or
Republican
fucking Chinese.
Desi?
You know?
Desi coming out
and
of
I'm like, bitch, it's fucking California.
Oh,
like,
damn. Brian.
Like, I can't even get a job in certain parts of LA because I don't speak Spanish.
What? Oh, and she's Mexican. That's the crazy part.
She's not Mexican.
But I'm not full Mexican. I'm fucking whitewashed. Yes, I have Mexican in my blood.
Yeah.
And I have ghetto friends that are Mexican.
Pussy. Hey,
oh. Oh, yeah, sometimes. Only on the weekends, Dusty.
Yeah, buddy.
You remind me, my former girlfriend's grandmother, you know, they're Mexican American. Well, no, that came out wrong. You remind me of her in this way, as I'll describe. She would go to Macy's, and, you know, she's Mexican-American. She speaks Spanish. I almost said speaks Mexican, because I'm very – she speaks Mexican.
She speaks black.
She would always tell me – she used to say mijo. She'd call me mijo. You know, I said, I'm mijo. The whitest dude in the world. She said, mijo, I go to the Macy's, and the Hispanic girl at the counter speaks to me in Spanish. And she stops her. You know, she's a 70-year-old woman. She stops her and goes, hey, I speak English. You know, she would stop the girl. Like, don't speak Spanish to me. We're in America. I speak English.
I worked at Sears once as a cashier, and the women walked in. They're Armenian. And they started talking to me in Armenian. And I'm looking at, like, with a blank stare, like a deer caught in headlights. Like, huh? And they're like, you're not Armenian? I'm like, no. And they're looking at me like surprised. I'm like, bitch, I'm fucking white and Mexican. I'm not Armenian.
Like, bitch, I shave.
Exactly. Do you see a fucking hood on my head? Like, la, 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 la. I don't know what the fuck you speak.
I'm sure that wasn't
I'm
offensive.
Sorry.
I'm sure
I know
that was right
not.
Taken well. I'm sure you warmed right up to her when you said, do you see the sheet on my head? And did that little dance, the Swami thing. She was really happy with
that. I want to apologize to our Middle Eastern listeners.
Yeah.
That's why she used to work at Sears. That's why I quit Sears,
and then
actually.
The manager came over, and I'm all, look at this bitch. Do you see a sheet on my head? No. They're like, you know, I don't think it's going to work out here with you at Sears. Yeah, but wah-la-la-la. And then he did the Swami dance. They're like, maybe you should visit human resources.
Does it look like I have bombs strapped to me now?
She started putting a gun above her head and going,
la 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 la.
I was like, I love America, okay, lady? Like, you should learn English.
But it is the cool thing about L.A. I really was on the freeway.
And it's like 110 degrees outside, too, and she's wearing this la la hat on her fucking head.
Yeah, I think probably, if you like Wikipedia and that, it's probably not called a la 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 hat.
How do you
There's
spell that?
There's probably some sort
LA,
of cultural
LA,
term
LA.
For that hat. It's probably garb of some sort.
I call it la 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 hat.
Yeah. And, again, I don't
Let me
think
Wikipedia,
that's...
Let me Wikipedia la 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 hat.
Yeah, tell me what comes up if you do that.
Because she's a terrorist.
Yeah. But it's interesting. I was on the freeway, and I saw a sign that said, Filipino town. Literally, it's off like the 101.
Why can't we have a white town? Oh, we're racist.
We do. It's called fucking Woodland Hills.
But if we call it White Person Hills, all of a sudden that's racist. But we can have fucking BET Hills and no, it's fine.
Republican Desi, dude.
Oh, we can have Chinatown and fucking all the other bullshit.
You trying to get Hannity's job?
No.
Like,
but I'm
conservative?
Just saying. Why can't we have a wet TV, white entertainment television, but we have BET?
Right. Oh,
but it's racist. That's what I'm saying. I'm not racist, but I'm just.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
just,
they all say. I'm not racist.
I'm
that's
not.
A, every racist I've ever met. The first thing
hey, my cousin's
hey,
half
I'm
black.
Not a racist, hey. But these niggers, you know, that's exactly
hey,
how it
no,
happens.
No, like
you
this.
Know?
Hey, my cousins are black, so yeah.
It's some
I
of my best friends.
No, I have cousins that are half black.
Oh, you do have. Oh, that's cool.
I really, really do. But that's not my excuse for saying
right. So
discriminating. Fucking.
We've talked about race for 2 minutes, and you've asserted that your cousins are black, and you're not a racist. Really getting the lay in the foundation there.
I know.
For that cross burning.
I want a wet TV instead of a BET without being told like I'm being discriminating.
Desi for president, everybody.
Yeah, 2000 fucking 15, 16.
Yes, 15. They do it every 3 years. Every 3 years. On that note, should we get the fuck out of here? It's getting crazy
time.
In this piece. I love it. Now, I want to thank everybody for coming to hang out with us. John Salcido, even though you didn't get to say much, thank you very much for hanging out, Duke. Of course, Todd Perry from the motherfucking
Dusty.
Todd Perry Show. I'm just kidding. Beautiful Ebony and Ivory. That's what I'm going to call you guys from now on.
You guys are Ebony and Ivory from now on. From the Oddcast, Ebony and Ivory.
Thank you for hanging out.
Thank you.
Jasmine, beautiful Jasmine, and Melissa.
And if you pay, you can watch.
Yes. Brian Whitman, thank you so much for hanging out. Where can we find you, man?
BrianWhitman.com and on iTunes.
Now, he has the fake Lycus podcast. You've been hiding those puppies in the back?
Oh, yeah. I did a little thing where, you know, if you hit the tip jar for $10, I sent you the fake Lycus podcast. I guess I'll still do that.
Yes,
it was kind
you
of a,
got
it was
to.
Kind of a clearance sale.
You no. know, Dude, but it's still in there. You can still
throw
it
out. You know, $10, I'll do unbelievable things for $10.
Definitely. And make sure you check us out at theoddcastshow.com.
RFM Live at RFM.com.
Theoddcastshow at gmail.com. And don't forget to leave us a ratings on iTunes. And make sure you give us a call.
What's that number,
Rob? On our voicemail line at 567-69-469-69.
There you go. And make sure you check us out every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on RFM.com. We're syndicated, bitches. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.
Change the channel.